For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Now, we've heard so much about the distance learning going on at K through 12 schools during this coronavirus pandemic shutdown, but there's a good number of kids who are not distance learning for a variety of reasons and badly need schools to reopen. With me now to talk about this is Executive Director Robert Rader of the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. Bob, how many kids would you say are not really engaged in the distance learning process at all, and what would you say are the main reasons?
Well, it's hard to say exactly how many, obviously, but we are worried especially about probably 10 to 20% of the kids in our schools, in particular the inner city schools where students are less likely to have access to computers, less likely to have access to good Wi-Fi hotspots or other means of using their computers, and maybe in a house where the parents are not as involved in their schooling as might be the case in other school districts.
You say 10 to 20%. I mean, that's quite a sobering number. Are these kids going to have to skip a grade? How do the kids catch up?
Well, we're hoping that summer school is the first place that they can start this this sort of comeback. We believe that kids with special needs, kids who are English language learners, and others really have to be the premier and priority for school districts as we do learning over the summer. Our hope is that the state will help school districts by providing them with the resources to get better technology, to provide training, particularly professional development for our teachers in distance learning. So if kids can't come back to school over the summer, or the district decides that they can't come back, they'll have an avenue to catch up anyway.
Well, what are you hearing about the reopening of schools this summer? I mean, it sounds like you think it's pretty critical that we have it. What are the chances?
Well, some of the districts, it will depend upon what they decide to do. I know a number of districts are not going to open up, but that doesn't mean distance learning is not available. So it depends on the districts. There are now guidelines out from the commissioner and from the governor detailing exactly how summer school can take place. Obviously, number one in everybody's minds are health and safety, and so anything that is done, summer school or perhaps the reopening of school in the fall, will first have to comply with what the medical experts say.
What are your feelings on the collapse of the state education partnership with the Dalio Foundation?
Well, I've been in touch with the Dalio Foundation, and they are moving on, and that's the most important thing. The partnership is still providing the 60,000 laptops that they had promised, and we very much appreciate that. Our schools badly need the help that they can provide. Anything that the Dalios provide or the Dalio Foundation provides is wonderful and much needed, but we really need the state to help on these issues of reopening school and summer school, and helping to provide or at least coordinate all the different extra costs that are going to come up because of the coronavirus, for masks, for thermometers, and other things.
Robert Rader of the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, John Henry. Good talking to you again.